Longest play ever. You're talking about the last play? Yeah, I don't know. I think Levy, we had a blitz or something. Levy came off the end and got the sack, fumble or whatnot, and ball's just fumbling around, just hustling to the ball, and end up sliding on it.
Were you almost trying to roll the ball all the way down to get this part from
No, because I was too tired, honestly. It processed in my head, like, I should pick this up and run, get my second touchdown, but... No, I was too blow. That would have been the smart thing to do, was to fall on it.
What was that last possession by Minnesota like for you as they, you know, moved it all the way down the field and put themselves in position like that?
Yeah, they moved it. They moved it slow, but they surely were moving the ball. I mean, I'm not going to lie, I was pretty blowed throughout that whole process. But, you know, guys, you know, throughout the whole thing, guys were in the huddle saying, you know, got to put our foot down, you know, it's on us. So, you know, somebody ended up making a play, and we capitalized off of it. A little bit, but I mean, the clock was gonna stop regardless. So, and what I guess they gained half a yard or something like that. So, I mean, it was a dumb penalty, but at the same time, we didn't really lose too much from it. You know.
Do you think Joe Webb made that much of a difference to their offense once he came in the game?
Yeah, I mean, we were preparing for Ponder the whole time, and then put a running quarterback in compared to, you know, one that doesn't really. Isn't his first option isn't to run. You know, it's a little different, but you know, we adapted to it and end up pulling it up.
But can you talk about your day? I mean, you started off first play of the game with a sack fumble and obviously had another one.
Yeah, I mean, that's the first time I've ever started a game like that. I mean, I don't know. I kinda had a feeling it was gonna be a pass and kinda beat him off the edge and end up getting a sack fumble, and I think Tulloch jumped on it, so good way to start a game, I guess.
Is it a little more gratifying knowing that you're without Sue and fairly up front? You're without Durant, you're without Elmas, Houston, you lose some guys in the whole process, like right for a little bit, bring in Don Carey and Dawson and stuff like that.
I mean, regardless of who we lose on the back end, we feel as a D line we should be able to protect whoever's behind us and get after the quarterback to make him make, you know, dumb decisions or whatnot. So I don't necessarily, you know, we don't necessarily think about that. We just try to do our jobs and try to make it easier on the back end.
With so many guys missing, though, did you feel like you personally, you're a big play guy, you had to make big plays?
I feel like I got to make big plays regardless who's behind me. I mean, Lewis, whoever's back there, you know, I feel like, you know, it's my job to go out there and try to get sacks and sack fumbles or whatnot. So. Like I said, I don't necessarily care or we don't necessarily think about who's behind us. You know, we try to make it easy for whoever it is back there.
Career high now for sacks. How well are you playing?
I'm playing okay. I haven't reached my goal yet, so I mean, it's nothing to brag about, I guess, yet.
With the internet last possession when they were driving, never entered your mind the ramifications of a loss. What would happen? Did you ever think about that?
No, you don't think about that kind of stuff when you're playing during the game. I mean, it's all about, you know, that snap right then and there. You're not thinking about, you know, what if this happened, what if, you know, that happens. It's all about, you know, taking one play at a time and trying to get the win.
Is this one of those games that you just look at and say the only thing that matters that we won, even though it wasn't pretty in the second half?
Definitely. I mean, at the end of the year, you don't necessarily, you know, look at the scores of each game that you won. You look at the wins and losses. You don't pay attention to any of that stuff. It's all about wins and losses at the end of the day.
With what was at stake, was that last drive as nerve-wracking a drive for a defense, as you can remember it well?
No. I mean, we were in that situation against San Fran, I believe, you know, and we didn't capitalize on it. So I think guys remembered that, and you know, we knew we had to capitalize on this or we'd lose the game. So I think, you know, like I said, guys stepped up and made plays.
So what's your goal?
That's my goal, and that'd be that. Nobody needs to know my personal goals.
Did you get there with three games left?
Yeah, it's possible. Anything's possible.